Pope Benedict on Sunday said he welcomed with great satisfaction the fact the Convention on the Prohibition of Cluster Bombs went into effect on Sunday. He called it an encouraging sign of the world's capacity to make progress on disarmament and international human rights.
Il mio primo pensiero va alle numerose vittime.
He also drew attention to the many victims who have suffered and continue to suffer physical and moral damage, including death, from what the Holy Father called the insidious ordinance, whose presence on the ground often hinders the resumption of the daily normal activities of whole communities. He was speaking after his Angelus address from Castel Gandolfo. Before the Marian prayer, the Pope mentioned some of the saints whose feast days occur around this time. St. Ignatius of Loyola, the Jesuit founder, St. Alphonsus Maria de Liguori, the founder of the Redemptorists, St. Eusebius, the first bishop of Piedmont, and St. John Vianney, the cure of Ars. He said a common commitment to these saints was to save souls and serve the Church with their gifts, helping to renew and enrich her. He also spoke about the day's gospel reading.
In the gospel of today's Mass, our Lord teaches us to store up treasure for ourselves, not on the earth, but in heaven. By God's grace, and let us seek to grow in faith and good works.
The Holy Father will be coming to the Vatican on Wednesday to resume his weekly general audiences after having taken a break for his summer vacation. I'm Charles Collins.